Welcome to the 360 SMS overview demo. To keep this relatively short, we're going to talk about three broad topics: conversational texting, batch and scheduled texting, automated texting such as surveys, triggers, and so forth. First, we're going to start with conversational texting and inbound alerts. We have multiple ways of being alerted to the inbound messages. First, we'll start with the dashboard item. This can be placed on any dashboard, Classic or Lightning. And I'm just going to take a quick reply here. I can scroll up and see the whole conversation, or I can reply from the inbound alert dashboard. And you see my phone on the right here. Notice that the inbound dashboard will ring a little doo-doo-doo-doo in my ear. That's because I have sound alerts turned on. The dashboard automatically refreshes via push notification. I can also drill down into the record and have a conversation from the convo view, like so. And we'll see that coming through instantly on my phone. You see here the alert again, and the conversation view refreshes automatically. Now, you might be on a contact record or a lead record and an incoming alert comes in and you don't have the dashboard. You can also use the Lightning utility bar. That's only available, of course, in Lightning. And then lastly, what if you were on the road? So now I'm going to switch and I'm going to play the role of somebody on the road, and maybe I'm either getting email alerts. So all the while I've been getting these email alerts, and you'll notice that the email alert, I can actually click on the lead and go to the lead with the hyperlinks, or I can reply directly from this email. And what we'll see here is everybody's going to be refreshed at the same time. Oops, sorry about my bad typing. I meant to say reply. But you can see that I can reply via email. I could also have used Salesforce One in this situation as well. So if I had been here and I wanted to go to the Salesforce One record of that particular contact, it'll open it up to the person like so, and I've got the send SMS buttons down on the bottom. I could scroll and see the whole conversation view as well, like this, or even better, you can have the whole incoming alert dashboard right from Salesforce One as well. And that is, of course, completely functional. Reply from SF1. And that's it for conversational texting and alerts. Okay, now let's talk about batch texting. Just for speed, I won't read all this list, but we have the three primary ways, and we'll really focus at the bottom there on the differentiating SMS from reports feature. As you can see, some of the others have limitations. So let's start with the list view method. I've got a list view here that has got some criteria. And in my particular criteria, I have purposefully left somebody with a mobile phone field that is null, and another one that has the SMS opt-out, so that I could show it doesn't really matter. The system will protect you. It won't ever send to an opted out person, and obviously it won't send to a blank phone number. The best practice is to put that into your criteria so that they're not even in your list, but in case you forget, the system's got your back. So we're just going to do a quick send here. Luckily, I've got some helpers on the line that are going to answer these, and we're going to use folders and templates to do this. Even the folder concept is unique to 360 SMS because people have a lot of folders, and it's good to categorize them. So I'm just going to choose a particular template. We don't have time to talk about how to construct a template, but just take a look here. Our templates are very robust. You can go up many tables, many objects up from the core object. So here I'm getting the first name generically of the contact owner so that I can have a really generic text message going out. Secondly, we have scheduled messages where you can just pick the sweet spot of when you think this should be delivered. Pick the time and the date, and then the message will go out on that time and date. And I'll just cancel that for today since we're going to get these out right now. And we're just going to get them blasted. Now, I've got some automation in this one that we're going to talk about when we get to the automation section, but you're going to see people are going to start answering these pretty quickly. There it is. And they usually will come pretty rapid fire after the first thing. The beauty about text messaging is it works. And as we mentioned in the previous section about the incoming alerts, we're getting notified via sound, email, and the sidebar is also updating itself. So we've got, you know, some people already responding to us. Now, I wanted to prove, though, what happened with Chris here. We want to make sure that, that she did not get the message, right? So she did not get the message. And, in fact, we want to make sure that, you know, when somebody is opted out, that they'll never get a message. So what happens in the interface is if you try to ping somebody that's opted out, you'll get a nice, you know, little friendly warning that says, hey, this record's unsubscribed. Now, in the batch, you don't want a bunch of those popping up, so it just skips through and ignores those. Let's move on to the next method, which is campaigns. Campaigns are a little bit more robust because you can add 50,000 campaign members to a campaign. That's a standard Salesforce feature. And all you do is just press this little button here. Basically, the same exact interface. You choose your template however you want to send the template. You know, blast it out, same exact thing, still supports schedule, still supports MMS, all that cool stuff. And then lastly, let's move on to the last and most robust method and very distinct to 360 SMS. And this is the ability to write your own native Salesforce reports, like you can see here that I've done. And I'm just going to choose a particular report here that's got some criteria. It's actually a cross-object one, looking for people in a certain campaign, so forth. And if I want, I can actually view the report just to prove it's a real native Salesforce report. The only big thing is you got to put the contact ID, or you know, the record ID on the report in some column, because it's got to loop through that. And so what we do here is asking us, you know, do you want to do MMS with this and choose a picture? I'm not going to do that for right now, just to speed up the demo. But I do have to pick and tell it what is my ID field. So it's going to loop through that and then send the SMS. So when you send the SMS, it prompts again for the same old deal, same template. Again, it supports scheduling, MMS, all that cool stuff. The definite differentiator here is we have the ability to send unlimited number of records. It is really not limited at all, even though it says up to 40K. That limit is no longer there. As long as the report returns some rows with contact IDs and mobile numbers, you can just blast them away. You'll have to wait a while if you're sending 50,000. That concludes the batch scheduled texting. Okay, now let's talk about automated or triggered texting. That's going to be texts that are driven by field changes or record creation, or even when incoming messages come into the system, where you'll trigger another outbound message accordingly, such as a survey. We're not going to be able to cover all of the topics here, but we're going to hit them lightly, and these are just some example use cases. The use cases, of course, would be infinite. We're going to start with one of the more popular use cases, and this is a typical lead queue, and we have maybe a website that is populating the leads via Salesforce Web Delete. And we're going to trigger an alert to the lead.owner, like you see here. I'm the owner of a particular lead. And then secondly, we're going to see that the lead itself gets the first touch via a text message. I'm going to do this really fast. And we're going to see my phone triggering. So we see that as the lead itself, I got a message. And as the owner of the lead, I also got a message. This is kind of unique because I'm using my same phone for both the owner and the lead. And we'll just refresh our browser here and we'll see that he went in. Now I'm going to delete this alert just so that we don't have to look at it. So now let's look at a little bit of automation with keywords. Notice that there's a DF18 call to action. So I'll just reply with that, as in Dreamforce 18. And we'll see here what's going on there. What we've got programmed there with that keyword is we are going to put them into a campaign. We also have some options here where we could put in certain fields. So if I say title, we're going to let the customers edit their own records. So we can see that our message updated the corresponding field. So let's see how that works. To trigger an outbound message, all you need to do is these five fields to this specific record type. So it's just supply the lead ID, the tell it which phone number field you might be using, and you supply a template. You can even make the outbound number dynamic. So if you have multiple numbers for each person, that would be a use case of doing that. You don't need multiple numbers per person, but some customers do like to do that. Let's do one more use case of related to leads and data capture and so forth. And that's a case when it's a brand new person you've never heard of, and they're coming into your leads queue, and you're going to do it all with texting. You're seeing this becoming more popular with radio. You're seeing, you know, text keyword XYZ to some number on billboards, on the back of trucks, and so forth. So let's see how we do that. So what we're going to do is we're just going to text this keyword to the number. I've cleared out the number from before, and we're going to just refresh this browser. I'm going to try to do this sort of simultaneously to make sure we see what's going on. So as soon as that lead comes in, we don't know who it is, so we're going to create a dummy lead out of it, and then our job is then to interrogate them about all of their information. You see also that we've got an example of texting MMS, or sending of pictures, and automating that as well. Now the rest of this I'm going to do pretty rapidly so that we can speed up the demo. Now let's just take a quick look at that record. You could see it refreshing, I guess, all the time. And voila, data entry via texting. The beauty is it's in its simplicity. no websites to deal with, no hackers, no different formats from each website. Just it's simple. You can do it with your thumbs. Really an elegant way to do data entry. Now let's take a quick look at some time-based triggers and use cases. We won't be able to demo these just because of the time frame and so forth, but here's a use case of event management, so event-driven reminders. So I've got an event that maybe lands because my calendar syncs from one of the popular email tools into Salesforce, creates an event, and then I've got a little trigger on that such that it'll go out a few minutes before. This actually does show another style of doing SMS. You have an APEX method, which is a little bit more robust because you can copy and paste and you can document formulas. A lot of people don't know that, but you can. So that's just one that's sending them out every 10 minutes before. And then secondly, here's a popular one, drip campaigns, where you throw somebody into a campaign, and then when they first land in the campaign, they get an immediate action, sends out a SMS, just the same old style like we've shown, and then you just put them on a time-based drip until they either take, you know, do your call to action, or they reply with some sort of stop keyword that takes them off the drip. I usually just mark a field in the contact contact object to make it so that they stop, because you can't actually stop scheduled actions from happening, but you can stop the actual execution of the SMS. So, then we'll move on to cases. Now let's take a look at some examples with automation and case management, very popular use case. Here we had a case which was created by the new case keyword, just like we created a lead earlier. We had an automated response, we gathered some data, we stuffed that data into some fields, like so, and then we're eventually closing the case. Now I just want to do another one here, though, where we're going to send a particular message. So it's very common for people to leave the cases open, and so we might have an automation here where we either have them close the case, or maybe when we mark the case closed, that a survey goes out. So I've got some examples of some templates here. So when the survey when the case gets closed, the survey goes out or something like that. I'm going to do this one manually. Same difference as if I had triggered it. And we get the message, and we can just mark it closed or leave it open, however we want to do that. And then we just refresh the browser, and it'll be marked closed. I refresh that browser and we can see marking it closed generated another text message, and I think that's good enough for right now. I did want to end with one last thing. I don't know if this is considered automation or not, but you'll notice that I had a link here, and when that user clicked that link, we can actually see that they clicked it, so we have link tracking. So if we can find that particular message where they click the link. So here's the message itself. And if we go into that message, we can see that when that link was sent out, it can track whether that's a zero or a one or however many times they click it. And what's really cool is I was able to get an email alert. So this is the part that I considered automation, which is getting an email alert triggered from that particular click of the link, which is neat and all native to Salesforce. And that concludes our automation. portion. We'll conclude with this additional information, which you can pause and read, and we look forward to hearing from you.